GMFM.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are we talking about? We're talking about your health and talking about your life. All of it is so critical, and it comes down to lifestyle choices that we make every single day. And it's interesting to me, no matter what we see in the field of medicine, no matter what new study comes out, that at the end of the day, even though genetics play a little bit of a role, about 15%, and even though our lifestyle choices are now we're seeing playing a bigger role, it still comes down to our behavior more than anything with our health. It's so funny because I talk to people all the time and they say, well, I know what to do. You know, I know I need to exercise and I realize that I need to eat better. Probably don't need to be drinking sodas. You know, all the basics, right? Don't need to be eating, you know, donuts every day for breakfast. But I just can't do it. I just can't seem to stick with it. That somebody the other day said to me, they said, well, I eat a great breakfast. I really do. I mean, you know, I just drink coffee and I eat a bagel on the way out the door. Nothing but inflammation, straight inflammation. And then I don't eat till lunch. Well, that's great. So blood sugar goes up, down, and then it bottoms out. You have nothing, no protein, no food of any nutrient value at all. No greens, no fruits, no fiber, vitamins, minerals, nothing. And it's amazing to me what we think is healthy in this country and how things are shifting and how they're changing. And my goal is to make it shift really fast so we can be healthier and live a more life full of vitality. Because your kids, your grandkids, those that you love, you want to have energy for them. You want to be there for them, be healthy for them, so that they can have you around and you can enjoy the life that you have around them. So on this show, we're going to get into that. We've got a lot of great info coming up this hour, so stay tuned. First, we're going to the phones, and we're going to talk with Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
I could use some advice on depression. Just many things, fibromyalgia, anxiety, you know, feel tired every day, don't feel like getting up, I feel just as tired when I get up, I do when I went to bed, it's not tired.
My goodness. Well, with fibromyalgia, depression, and the constant fatigue like that, a lot of things are really important they have to look at. First is serotonin. They all tie together. That's the one common denominator that you're looking at, is the driving down of serotonin in the brain can cause a lot of those symptoms. So from feeling kind of sleepy, tired, fatigued, getting that muscle ache and pain that goes on with the fibromyalgia where the connective tissue just gets sore and you just really tough. Anybody even grabs you by the arm, it just sends you off, makes it really tough. Yeah, all of that is low serotonin. That's why many times what's usually prescribed for that sort of thing is an antidepressant, usually, because what they know and what we understand in the research is that as you raise serotonin levels up, then the pain begins to subside. So how do you do that? What does that even mean? Well, a couple things. First, you got to back up and look at your nutrition, because what you're putting inside your body every single day or what you're not putting in makes a big difference with serotonin. For example, we know that protein sources raise serotonin levels, like chicken and turkey. They increase B6, and they also help with just the proteins in general, which can raise, we know, the serotonin levels, which is that brain chemical. Well, if you just eat mostly carbohydrates and like starchy carbohydrates, pasta and rice, potatoes, eat soups throughout the day, you're not getting a lot of protein. Well, it's going to be hard to get your serotonin levels up based on the diet. Serotonin levels won't just stay elevated in dopamine and all these other brain chemicals just for the fun of it. I mean, there has to be nutrition in the body driving it. And that's why our bodies don't need a whole lot in our 20s and 30s. I mean, we can really, that's how you can eat fast food and you can just kind of run and gun and go and everybody seems to be pretty healthy. And then you start getting into your 40s and 50s, and things really begin to change. It's like things break down. You're taking medicine all of a sudden. What happened? And you think, oh, my God, what in the world just happened? I was fine 10 years ago, and in a blink of an eye, you're 50. And you're thinking, okay, well, now I'm taking depression medication and medication for diabetes, and I've got arthritis. But you've got to look at your steps leading up to this. Everything moves in decades in the body. You know, it takes about 10 years for a cancer tumor to form that is enough to where it can hurt you, right? We get cancer cells that develop every single day, but our immune system is strong enough to go in and kill those cells off and get rid of them. Well, what happens is over a period of time, let's say a 10-year interval, things begin to happen. And it's not just random, and it's not just genetics, but it has to do with our choices that we make every single day, from stress in our lives to our dietary choices, exercise or not exercising, are we sedentary or not, are we forgiving of others or not, are we working two jobs and sleeping 3 hours a night for 10 years, are we angry, are we bitter? I know that sounds so pie in the sky, but all of that ties in together. Matter of fact, just to tie it in even more, the CDC said that 85% of our health challenges, 85%, if you haven't figured it out yet, that's a lot. 85% is actually due to our emotions and not managing stress. How about that? So they're not even saying genetics. They're not even saying that it's just environmental toxins. They're saying emotional toxins are what drive a lot in our bodies. So it's amazing to see what drives our health to the state that it is. So when you have fatigue and you have, fibromyalgia and you're dealing with kind of depressed feelings, you have to look at, okay, it's a serotonin issue typically, but what's going to build that back up? How do we get back around to making that stronger again? Your foods play a big role. B6 is a great one. You can look at all the research out there. Vitamin B6, the one that's called pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P, that's the one that helps support brain chemistry. There's B6 called pyridoxine or pyridoxamine, but it's pretty much for neuropathies. And that's what is usually used in medicine for any type of neuropathy type care. They'll use B6. It's in all the standard texts. But now vitamin B6 and the pyridoxal 5-phosphate is great for brain chemistry. Your omega-3 fats are great as well. So a good omega-3 source is always beneficial when you're looking at those. So a lot of great things you can do to raise serotonin levels. Some little ace in the holes that can be helpful, just so you know, Brenda, for depression and just feeling the way that you do, is exercise as well. And I can't stress it enough. I had a discussion the other day with someone, and they're willing to eat better. They're willing, it's just, again, we get all kinds of responses from folks. But the idea that you don't want to exercise just amazes me. This is why I don't really need to lose weight. Well, exercise is not for losing weight. Exercise is almost like it helps you transform. It will not only help your cardiovascular system, it'll help your body eliminate toxins. It pumps this system in the body called the lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system is this natural detoxification center that we have that it just naturally pumps. When you walk, it pumps the lymphatic system. When you exercise, it does the same and at a higher rate. So getting the body what it needs through exercise is important. But I can tell you this, hormones can be regulated. Neurotransmitters can be regulated simply through exercise. Getting the body moving in a regulated manner on a strategic basis, day in and day out, taking a couple of days off a week, will make a huge impact in your overall health. So on this show, we can talk about the little silver bullets, or we can talk about the big picture. I'm kind of a big picture guy. So don't worry about the silver bullets unless you get the big picture and you start working on everything. I will tell you this. If you're going to look at dietary changes, get a great dietitian that can take you by the hand and take you down the path toward optimal health. We'll be right back. America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a wellness professional in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, check out the website. You can also go to mywellnessproviders.com. Great network we have, growing every single day. You got Gene in Waco, Texas. Says, I turned 65 last month, and I'm staying active. The only challenge is I have a little high cholesterol, and I seem to lose my balance as soon as I stand up. After sitting for a while, what could cause this? Well, there could be several things going on, Gene. One of the things you have to look at with cholesterol, mostly it's diet, has to do with the liver. Remember, the liver is where the production house of cholesterol is. So making sure that you support proper liver health will be important. And of course, even though cholesterol can affect the heart and the vascular system, you got to look at the root cause. Many times you got to do things to support that. Now, from a nutritional perspective, you always want to look. Research is out there just with cholesterol. I mean, you could, the heart healthy diets, just all kinds of plans are out. You can go do some research, talk to your doctor, the whole nine yards. But cholesterol is a big one. Even the Heart Association, which American Heart Association, which I'm pretty excited about, came out and said eggs, my favorite, two eggs every single day is actually heart healthy. So that's a great thing to look into as well. Now, losing your balance after you go from like sitting to standing, that's called Ragland's sign or Ragland's test. And typically, anyway, it could be other things, but that's pretty standard what that would be. And usually it can be adrenal fatigue. It could be some form of insufficiency with the cardiovascular system. A lot of times with the adrenals, if they are weak, tired, that could be one of the main causes for that as well. So, again, could have to do with fatigue, could have to do with excess stress in your life. Again, not knowing the whole picture, that's just a lot of could-bes that could be there. But always good to go talk with your doctor about those kind of things, in my opinion. And also, don't forget getting on a good lifestyle plan, making sure that you aren't eating the right kind of foods, you're getting the right kind of game plan together, not hitting the caffeine too hard. All of those kind of things are important as you're attempting to stay active, as you say, being 65 years young. Pretty exciting, Gene. Thanks for that email. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. You can give me a call, or I can answer in private, whatever you prefer. Going to Kathy now. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. I have a question. You want me to talk?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. I have elbow issues. Both elbows on the inside of the elbow has pain, and I looked it up enough to determine golfer's elbow as opposed to tennis elbow, and then my wrist. Now, I think the wrist came much later, and I feel like it's because I've overcompensated for the elbows and then the wrist went bad. But my question is, I'm not sure if I want to go to a traditional doctor, an orthopedic doctor, or a chiropractor. And I wanted to get your opinion.
So the elbow's been flaring up. Now, is this from repetitive motion? Are you doing athletics? I must not have caught that.
Well, I believe it started when I lifted 5-gallon water jugs. I lifted six water jugs, and then I washed windows, and I pushed repetitively. But that was the only repetitive. But I've done those things in the past, so I think, you know, I guess my muscles are not as strong as they used to be. But I just don't know where to go for help. I don't want to take anti-inflammatory drugs. I'd rather.
Well, that's pretty much standard. Just so you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, the doctor's going to look at it and tell you that. Just because there's really not, I mean, there's, in a physician visit for 15 minutes, that's all that's going to happen. They're not therapists, and they don't do all that. So they either send you to the PT, have them look at it, maybe do some rehab or whatever, but probably not. If you're asking what I would do in this case, first things first is when you have any kind of tendonitis or whatever that flares up that easily, then you probably already got a lot of inflammation in the body already. That's my first thought. So are you taking medicine for anything else at all?
No.
Okay, no. All right, good. So, yeah, I mean, there's probably some inflammation already there and probably a little bit of weakness in the muscles. Do you exercise, weight training? Do you play sports?
I'm working
sports
at
all?
It. I'm getting better than I used to be, and I'm realizing that I need to do more. So I'm on that journey.
On the journey,
okay. Yeah. direction.
That's okay. That's all right. Two options. Let me give you two options. Two options I would look at for this. Well, three, actually. One, I would probably start, and probably is a good indicator that there's some weakness in the muscle and the tendons. So you probably want to start strengthening that so you can start getting stronger in every area so that when you go to pick up the water jugs or you go to pick up anything, that your body's strong and it's fit and it's what it needs to be. So I'll tell you, really, personal trainers are actually great at that because from a therapeutic perspective, you could go to a chiropractic physician, option one, go to a physical therapist, option two, and they can rehab it a little bit. They can kind of show you things to work on. Both of them would be very qualified to help. The day-to-day, though, long-term, is I would get a personal trainer for about a month. And that personal trainer had them take you through certain exercises to work more specific for the day-to-day, not going in there learning how to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? Not that you would, but that they can teach you the day-to-day of how to strengthen the muscles that you use all the time. So it's called more functional training is what they call it. But I would have someone do some functional training with you for about a month and get you started on a routine where you're going maybe 3 days a week and exercising. And then on the inflammatory side of the body, you got to think about, okay, what am I eating on a regular basis that could be causing inflammation to happen on the inside that could cause things to flare up so easily? Processed foods will do that. Breads and pastas and cereals and crackers, a lot of the grains can do that. Sugar in getting too much, even fruit juice too much with a lot of the added sugar in those type of drinks and whatnot can make a big difference. So you want to really stick to more of a low inflammatory type diet, meats, fish, chicken, eggs, that sort of thing for protein sources, your fruits and vegetables, more for your carbohydrates, and then getting plenty of healthy fats like your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your omega-3 oils. All of that will be very beneficial to lowering the inflammation and then building up the body the way it needs to. But I would find someone that can kind of take you down that path because it shouldn't happen that easy. And if it does, it just shows some weaknesses. But the great news is that that can heal easily and the body can get better. Also, go to your doctor and get a blood test for vitamin D. That plays a big role in this as well.
Are you a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boosts libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, both your blood pressure and sexual performance are linked to better blood flow and circulation. Dozens of clinical studies prove it. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido, better sexual performance in both strength and duration. Call now and try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. You only pay a small shipping fee today. You'll see the results or simply don't pay. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to ali-c.com, spelled ali-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products at ali-c.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Whatever you struggle with, no matter what it is, we're here to help. So whether it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, the body can get sick, it can also get well. So don't forget that you can make changes. It all comes down to lifestyle, and it comes down to the choices that we make every single day. Going to Kathy now. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been trying to get through to you many nights, and I listen to you on my lunch hour because I work evenings.
That's great.
I'm starting to look at your book, too, and I'm looking at your diet. I'm having a lot of digestive disturbances. Now, when I'll eat something, even be it a healthy meal, within that hour, I get such bad heartburn that I actually feel palpitations from it. Is that a strange thing that's happening to me, that I actually get palpitations?
Well, it's not strange, because that sort of thing can happen fairly easily. Have you ever dealt with anxiety at all?
Yeah, but it's more food-related, Doctor. I can't even take, if I try to take fish oil or vitamins or anything like that, they really upset my stomach so badly that I actually get bloated and I get such bad heartburn that I have to stop taking them.
And have you had this for a long time, or is this fairly new that this has popped up?
Well, it's been on and off. Like, if I eat eggs and fruit and just plain vegetables and things like that, it goes away. But the minute, I sit down and I have, maybe, like meat and vegetables and things like that, and I combine things, I get heartburn, and it's so bad. It's like wakes me up at night. It's really hot, you know?
Right. What is your age?
56.
56. So you're still a spring chicken. It's okay. You're still young. And, you know, I mean, the thing is that if you start adding meat to your diet and you start getting the you know, kind of the heartburn and that sort of thing, it usually is your body's inability to break proteins down very well. The more we age, the more our body, well, depending on stress levels and just life and your diet for the last 20 years probably, will determine if the body starts losing its ability to produce as much what we call hydrochloric acid that's in the stomach. And the less that it produces, the less your body has a chance to break these foods down. So when you start introducing proteins on a regular basis like meat, it's a little tougher for the body to break down. When that happens, if it doesn't break the proteins, it putrefies a little bit, and that's where you get kind of, you just get stuck, if you will. And it's slower on the digestive tract, doesn't break it down all the way. You start getting the reflux because there's not enough acid, stomach acid in there to break it down, so it'll start creating a burning in the chest. And as far as the palpitations and all, people have different reactions to that sort of thing. It's actually fairly common. If you have any kind of anxiety, I know it may be food related, but it can start triggering those kind of symptoms with the palpitations and whatnot. Have you gone to your doctor and mentioned this to them, and did they say anything?
Well, I went and got an EKG because one night it was so bad, and he said that my heart is fine.
Right.
So your heart is fine, and kind of related to it, you know.
Did he just say it was fine and sent you on your way? Sent you home?
Yes. I actually want to look for a holistic doctor and go that route and start getting some tests, you know.
Sure.
And get a
check. I understand. Well, and a lot of things can be done for that. I mean, really, if again, standard medicine, they're going to look at that, and if your heart's fine, it's fine. So it could be a deficiency that you have low GABA levels, which is a neurotransmitter in the brain. If that's low, then it can start having more anxiety-type symptoms, even though you don't feel anxiety. You could just be having a deficiency in the GABA level. So that's one little piece that you have to look at. Is your diet pretty good overall in your eating habits and exercise, or no?
Well, if I don't eat well, I pay for it. So now I'm just eating, like, chicken, and I have basmati rice, and I have a lot of asparagus and things like that. But maybe it might be the carbohydrates in the rice that are fermenting when I eat with the meat, or...
Probably just the meat not breaking down for the most part. Okay. There's an enzyme you can look into. There's pretty good research on what we call proteolytic enzymes. And basically, it's kind of like bromelain, which is found in pineapples. And a lot of the nutritional folks... What we look at is, you know, is your body, is it more regular digestive enzyme, which is breaking down more of the carbohydrates, or is it more of a full spectrum proteolytic type enzyme that can break down the proteins and also help break down some of the fats? So those can be quite helpful, even if it's just, you know, pineapple itself. But I would look up that, do some reading on that, and see if that makes sense to you, because you can go talk to more of a holistic practitioner, and they'll understand it and begin to talk to you a little bit more. But your diet plays a big role. It really does. And the more foods that create inflammation that you put in the body, the more challenging that it can be. And that's what you want to look at for the long term, is to make sure you're putting the right kind of foods in to be able to support your body for the enzymes and for the hydrochloric acid and all that. You want to get all that tested to make sure everything's working right. That's the key. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. TVs are toppling onto tots at an alarming rate. Of course, the falling television sets continue to be a source of serious injuries to young children. More than 17,000 children are injured each year by TVs, an average one of these accidents every half hour in the U.S. And the injury rates are going up. Now we've got the flat-screen TVs. Of course, the big ones were kind of hard to move, but now you've got these little flat-screen TVs that topple off their stands and crush the child underneath. It's an example of an injury that's so preventable that it really is a tragedy that continues. The study author, Dr. Gary Smith, at the Child Injury Prevention Alliance, which is a national nonprofit organization, said this paper is a call to action. It tells us that we're not doing enough to prevent these injuries in the homes. For example, recently in a print issue of the Journal of Pediatrics,
They combined some of the data of these TV-related accidents with 100 hospital emergency rooms around the country. And, of course, injuries caused by kids colliding with TVs dropped sharply, and the number of cases where the child was hurt by a falling set went up by 125% as they reviewed this in the study. It's very simple. There's things you can do at home to protect your child. And, again, if your TV is inside of a bookshelf, it needs to be mounted inside the bookshelf. What they're saying here is also with the new mounts that they have for the walls, get the flat screens and put it on the wall. I mean, really, really easy to lay that up and get it mounted on the wall and to make sure it doesn't topple over on your child. And those days of the flat screens on the little stands, don't do it. If you have a child in the house, don't do it. It's too easy to pull and fall over on them. So it's very, very, and, you know, it's funny because as we research things for the show and we look for topics, always look for things that are so relevant with people. And this really is something that we're seeing more and more. And just from an injury perspective for the health of your kids, something to think about. That's for sure. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. And if you're looking for a wellness provider in your area, make sure to check out the website, or you can go to mywellnessproviders.com. We've got healthcare providers, lifestyle experts in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Go into the lines now and go to Bruce. Hi, Bruce.
Hello, doctor.
Good to talk with you.
I've been taking cod liver oil, straight, you know, a little, about a half a spoon each morning.
Right.
And my brother up in New York State said he saw something on TV saying that fish oil is bad for you. Don't take omega-3 oil. It's no good for you.
Right. Yeah, they just had CDC just came out and said that there's a potential in a small study they've done that they think that fish oil may cause prostate cancer. They're saying about a 60% chance or 70% chance that it can cause prostate cancer. So, again, I've looked over the study. I've talked to some colleagues about it. And the general consensus is that the omega-3 oils are still very, very healthy for you. It's the quality of them. And you can get your omega-3s from a lot of different sources. You can get them from flax seeds. It's not as potent, but you can still get them from there. Krill oil is actually another source that you can look at as well. I'm still not sold on the fact that fish oil is not beneficial because I'm friends with one of the top researchers in the country who actually pioneered a lot of the omega-3 research. And he's involved in genetic studies and just, I mean, you want to talk about smart, this guy is unbelievably smart. So after just talking with him and going through a lot of the kind of the detail that I don't need to get into on the show as far as the molecular structure and what it does and how it processes through the body, for the most part, the omega-3 is pretty strong. So I have to see some more studies around that. Before I'll jump into that camp. Because, again, it's about the quality of the omega-3, where the source is from. Is it loaded with mercury or is it not? All those kind of variables. And you can get your omega-3s through other sources other than the actual fish itself, if you're concerned about it. So look at the different sources. Omega-3 fats, period, even if from the source like algae, is so beneficial for the body and the brain, in so many other cells within the body. We desperately need it. So fish oil itself depends on the source. That's the key. Omega-3 oils in general, very healthy for you. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can call right now, or you can go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. Whatever you're struggling with, realize that the body can get sick. There's hope. The body can get well. It's all about lifestyle changes and choices that you can make every single day. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. Hey, folks. adults, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war, it's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. And whatever you're struggling with, we want to help, no matter what it is. But realize this, that the body can get sick, it can also get well. And if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out. Don't let anyone tell you any different. Gloria Swanson has our quote for the hour. Never say never, for if you live long enough, chances are that you'll not be able to abide by its restrictions. Never is a long, undependable time, and life is too rich, or too full of rich possibilities to have restrictions placed on it. So true. Never say never. There's too much hope going on in life. We lose our hope too many times, and we jump to the word never so much, you hear it now more than ever. And it's just time to move on to the next level. That's the key, realizing that the body can change, your mind can change. It starts with how you think, as a person thinks in their mind. So they are. Very, very true. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Going back to the phones to talk with Anderson. Hi, Anderson.
Hello.
Good to talk with you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. I had a question. I've been working with a relative that by marriage, and he's having bipolar problems.
Mm-hmm.
Got him on the glyco-nutritionals, but I was wondering about the particularly the orotate, or lithium, rather. Lithium carbonate is a prescription. Lithium orotate or aspartate isn't. And what you thought, or had anything else that was really good.
Well, is he currently using lithium right now?
No. No.
He's not.
He's kind of off and on. He just won't do it on his own because it's a qualified as a drug, so he's mentally fearful of all drugs.
He's fearful about the drugs, right?
He doesn't want drugs, yeah. He knows, well, he just read about it and he studies. So, but even though that's a nutrient, but the lithium carbonate is high potency. And from what I've seen and studied so far, I think it's not probably very good. The lithium orotates, no problem, small amount, regular basis. And I wondered if there's anything else, or what you thought.
There's also an ionic lithium that seems to be pretty clean. There's a great company called Complete H2O Minerals, and phenomenal. No, the owner, the developer of the products are very clean. They use a water base. Amazing. CompleteH2OMinerals.com. You can check them out. They're great source. The lithium itself is, I mean, again, it's pretty much standard of care. But as far as managing anything, you want to look into, I mean, hopefully his eating habits, are they good? Do you know much about his lifestyle choices? I mean, he must be, if he's scared of medications, is he kind of on a health kick as far as his eating?
Yes, yeah, but he will cheat when he's not watched or on his own, when he's not feeling good. When he's feeling good, he doesn't cheat at all.
Right.
But so he gets off the stuff because he wants to try to get everything out of his food, and he just isn't enough. He has to take the supplements.
Well, and that's another
issue. Or he gets off his diet.
Yeah, the diet. Well, the reason that is when the dopamine levels drop, which is what happens in the bipolar episodes, you get the dopamine levels that fluctuate, and when they drop, the food is actually many times a source that will raise it, and you get a lot of satisfaction from that. The body releases endorphins, and it releases dopamine. That's why a lot of people do it. I mean, actually, people that struggle with their weight and everything else, there's a dopamine release that really helps people, makes them feel good, and it makes a difference. So chocolate is such one of the big food, snack foods or junk foods for people because it releases that dopamine. But yeah, I mean, Ionic Lithium would be a good thing to look at. Complete HTO Minerals is a great company that you can check into. There's great folks over there. I mean, because bipolar, as you know, is quite a challenge. And we're seeing it much more than we have, or maybe it's just coming to be more aware because of media and other sources, but we're seeing it a lot more. But I can tell you that his dietary habits are going to be really important. You might want to look up some research on what can support healthy dopamine levels in the brain from a nutritional perspective. And there's quite a bit that can. Like, for example, caffeine splits dopamine, which will cause issues as well. So caffeine is not that great. I mean, caffeine is not the best anyway. It can be used in certain situations where it's not that bad. But for someone that struggles with any kind of dopamine issue, they want to watch out for the caffeine big time because it can really start wreaking havoc on the brain chemistry. The other thing, too, is making sure their omega-3 fats are good. Research has got all kinds of documented articles on the benefits of omega-3s and the brain, and especially when you're dealing with any kind of neurological or cognitive dysfunction. You want to start looking along those lines. So a lot of the brain healthy type things, vinpocetin, acetyl L-carnitine, L-phenylalanine, all these, L-tyrosine, there's a lot of different components and nutritionals that can be helpful for brain chemistry, but I would get some research in and look into that because so much can be done. I mean, at the end of the day, someone that's dealing bipolar may have to stay on the meds, may have to stay on lithium, okay, the one that, you know, is it can be a little tough on the thyroid and for long-term use. That's true. But if you can get someone that can work with you on the nutritional side, that can really keep an eye on it. Maybe it's a holistic practitioner. Maybe it's someone that works as an adjunct with his current medical team. That person can really be an asset because watching his nutritional habits, getting them balanced, making sure they do blood work and find out what his core nutritional deficiencies are, and they can get that balanced out. Coming up with a good solid game plan all the way around, that makes a big difference for someone like that. And his quality of life can go up. So it's behavioral, and it's some coaching that needs to be involved with some good science so he knows everything that he needs. But, yeah, just combine all of that and keep me posted. You can always send me an email as well. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. It helps you get well, stay well, and live well while we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.